You're listening to SBS News.
China and the US, their domestic issues and the relations between the two were the biggest international factors to influence the world and Australian economies in 2018. AMP Capital Chief Economist Shane Oliver says the ongoing trade tensions between the world's two biggest economies have unnerved investors. He says it would be in the best interests of everyone for a solution to be found.
Well, don't forget, Donald Trump does not want the US economy to go into recession and unemployment to rise because he wants to get re-elected in 2020. So he wants to strike a deal, likewise with China. So I think that issue will gradually recede as the year proceeds, and that in turn will help Chinese growth pick up.
St. George Chief Economist Bessa Detta says it would help heal China's economic slowdown, currently growing at its slowest pace in nearly 10 years, and help to keep the US bubbling along.
The US economy is in incredibly good shape. The unemployment rate is at a very historical low and consumer spending remains in good pace. And while fixed business investment has come off, it is still growing strongly.
Ms. Detta adds the health of the US economy was enough to encourage the US Federal Reserve to continue to lift interest rates there 9 times since 2015, with rates now climbing above Australia's official cash rate.
And that also tends to pressure the Australian dollar lower on interest rate differentials, and a weaker currency means that the cost of importing goods and services into Australia rises.
But Shane Oliver suggests the US Central Bank might not raise rates next year.
My feeling is the US Central Bank, after having increased interest rates quite substantially from their lows a few years ago, will have a pause as we go through 2019. Maybe not the whole year, but at least through the first half of the year, the US Central Bank will go on pause on the view that they've already got interest rates up to levels that they're a bit more comfortable with. Inflation's still pretty much under control, so they can sit back a little bit.
Any global economic slowdown would hinder demand for Australian exports, especially commodities to China. While international factors may influence the direction of the Australian economy next year, Shane Oliver says locally it's the housing market which may have the biggest impact.
So that run-up in house prices that we had over the 5 years to 2017 was fantastic in driving community perceptions of wealth. Those who had a house felt wealthier. And that's about 60% of households. So they felt wealthier, they spend more. And that helped consumer spending in New South Wales and Victoria and kept the global economy, the Australian economy going through that mining slump period. Now that's going in reverse and you're going to get what I call a negative, or economists call a negative wealth effect, where house prices come down, people feel poorer and they spend less. So that's going to be a big drag on our growth next year.
Mr. Oliver says the Reserve Bank would then need to prop up the economy as a result by cutting official interest rates in the second half of 2019, which is a view not shared by St. George's Bessa Detta.
Now, we don't think the RBA will be moving rates anytime soon. We're not looking for a movement in the cash rate in 2019 or 2020. If we get some help from the RBA, that would be because the downturn in dwelling prices, particularly in New South Wales and Victoria, that's leading the national housing slowdown, and that then feeds into the consumer in quite a negative way.
Julia Lee, equity analyst at Bell Direct, says given the macroeconomic environment, 2019 could be tough for many investors.
Look, there are times in the market where it's very easy to make money, and then there are times where it's pretty tough. And this is one of those tough times. And there's nothing wrong at looking at capital preservation rather than growth. And it might be the smart move in the first half of 2019.
Ricardo Gonsalves, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.